producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Join us here on Free Talk Live by dialing our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And you can bring up anything that you want. Still looking to talk to somebody who supports the draft, because there's rumblings again that, in this case, not that the draft will come back, but that women will be forced to register for the draft, that nobody really wants to come back, but yet they continue operating the selective service system, and they could, of course, throw the switch on the draft and bring it back tomorrow if they wanted to. And I imagine that in the Democratic debate tonight, which apparently kicks off in about 20 minutes, that both of the candidates on that stage would support this draft-slash-national service program that has been discussed. Also, the Republicans, I wonder how many of them would support it. I suspect almost all of them. Maybe Rand Paul would oppose it. I'd be interested to hear what his position would be about that. But nobody's going to come to the table and say, hey, the discussion shouldn't be about whether everyone should be equally subject to the draft. The discussion should be, shouldn't we get rid of selective service? That should be what the argument, if there's going to be an argument, that's what it should be about. But unfortunately, in Washington, D.C., you don't have the luxury of having anyone bring a liberty-oriented position to the table for any of these discussions whatsoever.
As long as you continue to have these warmongers telling us, all of these countries out there, all these other nations that hate us and want to kill us and come take our land from us, you're never going. We're surrounded by fearful people,
yep,
who believe it's not just these politicians. The people actually believe that there are other countries who just want to kill us. And if you take away the draft, something bad might happen one day, and we won't have the means to actually defend ourselves. Which is crap, by the way, because if anyone ever attacked us, I mean, just think of 9/11. Just think of all the knuckleheads who are just coming out of the woodworks wanting to go join the military.
That's,
you know, all the actors.
Weren't you in the military at that time?
I had just gotten out. But no, all the actors and the football players, they're all, you know, in swarming to get in there and supposedly defend us from the bad guys.
Yeah, and then that one, what was it, that football player got killed, mm-hmm, by his own guys?
Somebody?
Tillman? Was it Tillman?
Tillman, right. Exactly. Yeah, it is a lot of people suspect that he wasn't pulling his load,
that he was uncovering something.
Yeah, or he was questioning things, and they're like, no. Shot in the back of the head.
Wow.
That's how you do it. By the way, kind of an unspoken theme is if you're in battle and there's some clown who's going to get you killed, or he's not pulling his load, that guy doesn't come home. He gets taken care of.
It's called fragging, right?
It's, you know, accidents happen all the time. So, you know, and I'm sure there are plenty in recent times,
yeah,
that didn't come home because friendly fire.
But it wouldn't be reported that way.
No.
Reported as he got the enemy took him out. Oh, what can you do?
He served his country well.
Yeah.
God bless him. God bless his family.
Wrap him in a flag.
He's
terrible.
A hero.
It's horrifying. So if you want to comment on the draft, you can do that. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-3733. Story from Quartz or QZ.com about people using Facebook who don't realize they're on the Internet. QZ.com reporting it was in Indonesia 3 years ago that Helani Galpaya first noticed the anomaly. Indonesians surveyed by Galpaya told her that they didn't use the Internet. But in a focus group, they would talk enthusiastically about how much time they spent on Facebook. Galpaya, a researcher and now CEO with Learn Asia,
was stunned to realize that she's surrounded by idiots.
Called Rohan Samarjeeva, her boss at the time, to tell him what she discovered. She said it seemed that in their minds, the Internet did not exist, only Facebook. In Africa, Christoph Stork stumbled upon something similar. Looking at results from a survey on communications use for Research ICT Africa, Stork found what looked like an error. The number of people who had responded saying they used Facebook was much higher than those who said they used the Internet. This discrepancy accounted for some 3-4% of mobile phone users, he said. Since at least 2013, Facebook has been making noises about connecting the entire world to the Internet. But even Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's operations head, admits that there are Facebook users who don't know they're on the Internet. And I forget where it was, but I remember hearing about a tier of Internet service here in the United States that would only give you access to Facebook.
Hmm.
Or no, maybe it was in Africa. I'm sorry, that might have been our friend Akko who'd called in to tell us about that.
You just said it, mobile phone users, and the way my phone is set up, it's just a bunch of apps.
Yeah,
and I've got a YouTube app, I got a Facebook app, we use Telegram. All these apps are there, and if I didn't know any better, if say I got my parents a phone and hooked them up with a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
hooked them up with a bunch of apps. I mean, they're not, my parents know they about the Internet, but I mean, they might start to lose touch with the Internet access because all they're doing is thumbing on an app that it seems like it's a whole third-party operation that's working on its own.
Yeah, I can see how people could be confused by that.
So in thinking about this, I'm thinking, I'm using an analogy to the old phone system. If you ask people if they use copper pairs on a day-to-day basis, you know, at this time, they might have said no. Because the Internet, that's how your telephone is brought to you, your wired landline is brought mm-hmm. to you is through copper pairs run to your house. Usually you've got more than one pair that's run to your house. That way it's easy to hook up the fax machine or two-party line or whatever it is that they're going to do. The Internet is infrastructure for the delivery of Facebook.
Yeah.
And the copper pairs are infrastructure for the delivery of telephone service, if that makes sense.
True.
So I guess I'm not – I guess the only thing I'm surprised is that people don't know that this is the delivery system for Facebook. But it's supposed to be seamless. It's supposed to be that people are having their experience on Facebook.
And that's it.
If they're mobile phone users, they're using an app in many cases rather than sort of the Internet. They're not using the Internet as I understood it 15 years ago.
As long as the Internet doesn't go down, then it's completely transparent and everything works and there's no reason for anyone to really worry about those.
It's still kind of chuckle-worthy.
It is, and so is Facebook succeeding in its goal if the people it's connecting have no idea they're using the Internet? And what does it mean if masses of first-time adopters come online, not via the open web, but the closed proprietary network, where they must play by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's rules? This is more than a matter of semantics. The expectations and behaviors of the next billion people to come online, because remember, half the world's population do not have access to the Internet. So it's important to remember that there are a lot of billions in this world who do not get online on a not even irregular basis.
About 3.5.
Yeah, they're out there collecting food, more important things.
Yeah, exactly. The expectations of those people will have profound effects on how the Internet evolves. If the majority of the world's online population spends time on Facebook, then policymakers, businesses, startups, developers, nonprofits, publishers, and anyone else interested in communicating with them will also. If they are to be effective, go to Facebook. And that means they, too, must play by the rules of one company. And that has implications for us all. And I happen to agree with some of these concerns. Now, there are obviously alternatives to Facebook, right? There's Google Plus. How many of y'all in the studio have used Google Plus in the last 6 months?
I believe I have an account, but just because I have a Gmail address, I think that's the only reason I have a Google account.
Mark,
but
I know what you mean by use.
I've never been on it.
I don't know what you mean by use. It
you've kind of logged
uses,
in.
It kind of uses me every once in a while. Like, this person is now following you.
It'll send you an email, you mean?
Yeah.
That's not a
use. I see the notifications all the time, but I don't think I've ever been on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know why I don't like it. I think it's just because I'm used to Facebook. I don't think I dislike Google Plus. It's just like everybody else is on Facebook, so why do I want to bother duplicating what I already have? You know, okay,
yeah,
great.
You would have to duplicate if you really wanted to reach up. Well, of course, if pretty much everyone is on Facebook, and there's very, very few people are actually boycotting it in favor of Google Plus. So, I mean, are you going to be out there duplicating every single one of your posts to make sure you reach everyone? That's nonsense.
There are tools you can use to make that easier, but all that said, you know, let's continue the discussion. You can join us here with your Facebooking habits or frustrations. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Facebook is dominating the internet, but can they stay on top forever? It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me where you're going in just over 2 weeks from today.
The Bitcoin Investor Conference in Vegas. It's at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. That's, as far as I know, one of the few hotels in America that take Bitcoins.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, as I understand, you can't do gambling on the floor in Bitcoin, but I imagine there's probably going to be some ways that you can take care of that. Nonetheless, it will be October the 29th and 30th. That's a Thursday and a Friday. And it's going to be some real excitement. Big speakers like Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Stephen Michaels is putting it on. He'll be speaking and emceeing with me. This is the first time we've done Free Talk Live from Las Vegas. Please come on out and enjoy the spectacle that is the Bitcoin Investor Conference and Free Talk Live. If you go to our Facebook page right now, we've pinned the post to the top where you can make a comment with a guess of a number between 1 and 1,000 to win tickets to the Bitcoin Investor Conference. I believe there's also a if you go to news.freetalklive.com, there's another contest running on the email list. So there you go. You get the guess right, and you'll be available. You'll send you a free ticket to the Bitcoin Investor Conference at the D Hotel in Las Vegas, happening at the end of this month. Only one guess per person is permitted, so make it count. Winners will be announced Wednesday, the 21st. So is that tomorrow? Yep.
Nope.
Sounds like it.
That's a week from now, the 21st.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So, a week from tomorrow. There you go. So, anyway.
All right. What was it? Bitcoin Investor?
Conference.com. Bitcoin Investor.com.
Bitcoininvestor.com.
Website to go to register if you want to pay for your ticket.
October 29th and 30th. So it's coming up. We're talking about people using Facebook who don't realize that they're also using the internet. About 1 out of 10 Facebook users in Indonesia, apparently 11% of them, say they use Facebook but do not use the internet because they don't realize
not
necessarily that Facebook is on the internet. And if you didn't really know what the internet was, then someone handed you a phone and said, hey, you can talk to all your friends. And then, you know, showed you this
just an app on a phone.
App that doesn't mean anything to somebody who's sort of new to the idea of the internet. So there's a larger discussion here, though, just kind of about Facebook's dominance on the internet in general. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the Facebook is a huge chunk of the internet traffic out there. A huge chunk of it.
Huge.
Yeah. Google's big.
They call it half the internet, and they call Google the other half.
Yeah. Facebook's big. Netflix is actually pretty big, too, if you look at the actual data that's coming through.
Sure, they're putting a lot of data through.
So there's all that. Now, it would be silly to extrapolate this to the entire population of Nigeria or Indonesia, but the survey does provide evidence of these behaviors, and there's a question here, how Facebook became the internet. At Davos this year, someone told the well-heeled crowd that in the developing world, people will walk into phone stores and say, I want Facebook. This is what they want. People, go ahead.
You came to get a phone to talk to your people.
Your friends,
your neighbors, your parents. No, I want Facebook.
Well, that is how you talk to your friends and your neighbors and your parents these days, unfortunately.
I very rarely ever talk on the phone. Everything is done through text or Gmail.
It's very millennial of you. Kind
I
of
hate
in.
It, man.
You
I mean,
hate what?
I just
talking
texting.
On the phone or texting?
I like it when it's fine that people text me, but if I want to talk to them, I want to talk to them, and you better damn sure pick up your phone when I call. It just irritates the crap out of me, all this
You're
texting.
You're too old for this texting.
It's so much work to text.
This has been a long process for me because I know when the texting crap first started, and, for example, one of my sisters, she won't call you.
Yeah.
She will only text you, and not just little texts either, like you coming over or what, whole
dissertations,
freaking conversations, and she wants me to respond.
Yeah. Why? Is she scared of the phone? Because I have friends who are frightened to be on the phone, right? Like,
are they millennials?
You know what? I think that's a regular thing, though, and not just millennials. I think just people in general, if they can get away with it, if they can have a conversation without actually looking in your eyes and actually talking, you can sit in the comfort of your chair and you can think about what you're going to say and make sure it's all the I's are dotted true. And all the T's are crossed.
Yeah, I wish they did dot their I's across their T's. Instead, I get this gobbledygook I don't even understand. I have to write that.
Autocorrect.
It's not even autocorrect. It's these abbreviations that I don't know.
So wait, who's sending you abbreviations? Gen Xers?
Sometimes.
You gotta learn that.
Sometimes. I don't know who it is that's the abbreviations.
The abbreviations bother me, too. I don't much care for that. But yeah, I mean...
We have a way to communicate. It's called English. And if you use it, people will understand what you mean. I find that these abbreviations, when dealing with someone that you have not spoken to and agreed with what these abbreviations mean, just increase the length of the conversation, not decrease it, thus making the abbreviation itself moot.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I guess the abbreviations came about because of the old phones where you had to press the button three times to get to the letter that you wanted to.
It's all about character length. You only have a certain amount of...
And that.
Yeah.
That was the telegram of its day, right? Like, you made a short little message because you basically paid by the letter by punching in those.
There was that, too. I don't think you paid by the letter. I'm just saying the text.
By the work that you had to put in for each letter. If you wanted to put in a full sentence on one of those little... phones where you push the number three or four times to get what you're looking for. I mean, it was work to type in text. Even with the swipey thing that I have, I still don't like it. I'd rather talk on the phone.
You could purchase some of those little miniature thumb caps. Have you ever seen those?
Because
you got big old Craftsman thumbs over there. Big old.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
So the idea is these caps make it easier to type on your screen?
I don't know. I saw a meme. I saw a cartoon picture of little caps that you put on your... they're little miniature thumbs. Because that's my problem. My thumbs are all over the place.
I got the Samsung Note, and it's big enough that I can touch the letters.
So people confuse the Facebook and the Internet in some places. Or as Iris Oris... that's her name, Iris Oris. Facebook's head of localization and internationalization has put it, awareness of the Internet in developing countries is very limited. In fact, for many users, Facebook is the Internet, as it's often the only accessible application. And, yeah, I think it was Akko in Cameroon who did tell us that there's a certain tier of cheap Internet access that only gives you Facebook. So I wonder how popular those plans are.
You know, I'm thinking of another analogy, and that is console. I'm a gamer. Console users versus PC. And I cannot stand the console games. They're lower quality.
Okay.
You have less options. And as far as you were just talking about the phones that only have Facebook. Some of the consoles, and I don't know, I haven't really been following the PS3 and the new Xbox, but I mean, they have limited access to the Internet.
Right.
And you could do all the same things on a PC and have something to word process on or to do other work on.
Oh, Conan.
For about the same amount.
He's a gaming purist.
When I played played console games, and I just preferred the interactivity of the handheld little gizmo thing. And
they have joysticks.
Well, you can get joysticks and controllers for the computer. The exact same shape and size, with the Xbox logo on it as well.
But there's also a lot more that can go wrong with a computer, and
not these days.
855-450 freeze our number. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Conan, have you ever had the chance to use My Magic Mud?
I have not. I hear Mark talking about it all the time. I don't know. It's just... I don't have problems with my teeth are good.
Well, you might be surprised. In fact, we actually have one over there for you in the corner of the room. If you don't mind, you should take one of those home and give it a try. It's pretty cool stuff. It's actually natural whitening tooth powder, and it's black.
Yeah.
So
they don't call it My Magic Mud for nothing.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive that you could put this black powder on your teeth.
It's charcoal.
Yeah. Carbon
and bentonite layer.
But I know that charcoal is use it as a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Binds
the stuff.
I know you can use it as a cleaning agent.
So My Magic Mud has gone 2.0. We've talked about My Magic Mud in the past. They're back on Free Talk Live with a hygienic bamboo applicator now to easily dispense the mud under your tongue without having to dip your toothbrush onto the powder. Dozens of dentists are behind My Magic Mud, which has
a lot of people think that it's abrasive because of the charcoal aspect to it, and they've actually shown that it's less abrasive than your toothpaste.
So they've also been lab tested to ensure that it's safe for the enamel and not abrasive enough to do any harm, making it great for people with sensitivity issues. If you go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, you'll get a 20% discount as a thank you to you, the Free Talk Live listeners, and the Liberty community at large, who've been so supportive of them in the beginning. Because the people who've created My Magic Mud are Liberty people.
The mom, yep.
Yeah, they love... it's not just the mom. No, but, she's got a whole
her
team.
Husband's helping, yeah.
Yeah, husband and other folks.
Now they are,
well.
Yeah.
And you said they're rolling out to retail now, too. So
that's
they
right.
They really expanded their operation. You get a 20% discount by using coupon code FTL. This is amazing product. Mark, you said that after 4 applications, your stains were gone from your teeth. Is
right.
that right?
In the first application, I noticed...
You're a coffee drinker.
Yeah, I am a coffee drinker, and I'm not stopping that anytime soon. But I noticed that... You know, they called me about their stain remover, and I'm like, you know, my life's fine. My teeth are fine. But, you know, send me your product. I'll try it. And obviously you're more motivated when there's a check in the offing. So I put it on my toothbrush, and I went in, and I kind of looked at my teeth. And my wife's got one of those, zoom-in mirrors.
That, oh, yeah, the 5X.
With the light, yep. With the lighting and that sort of thing. So I look at my teeth, and I brush my teeth, and I can see the difference. I can see that most of the stains have been removed. In 4 brushings, and I did them every day for the first 30 days, in 4 brushings, I had removed all the stains except for the sort of one that was right next to this weird ridge in my teeth that you don't have on one tooth that you don't have on your teeth. But, you know, it's just kind of a weird spot. And then I could work that. I worked that out later once I realized I have a weird ridge, which I got figured out from looking. So, yeah, it absolutely worked in four applications.
MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL. Get the 20% off. And Conan, you're going to give us some feedback with your experience.
I'll try it out. You know what? I just lost a filling like 2-3 days ago.
Wow.
Fell out.
Bella, a crack came out in like 3 pieces over the period of a week. I think another piece just came out. I went and I had to go buy some of that temporary filling crap.
I'm not familiar with it.
I've applied it, and I paid like $3 for it. It's a little canister of like white putty.
Yeah, I'm not sure that this will help in any way with that, but
No, I put it in there. And it's
thinking about teeth, I guess.
It's good to go. I mean, it's holding in there. Awesome. I'm wondering how long it'll last because,
you are cheap.
If it lasts a month, then, I've got a whole little, container of this stuff. how much is a filling these days? I haven't even been to the dentist in like 15 years.
I don't know, but I suppose there's probably good reason if you get some kind of food in there or something that it could be bad news.
Oh, so. it was definitely a hole in my tooth, and I just tongue in it the whole day.
So we were discussing gaming. We were originally talking about people using Facebook who don't know they're using the internet. It's something that happens more in developing countries. These are people who've never really had a lifelong experience with the internet like we have. They've just literally gotten the internet for the first time within the last few years or the last few months, depending on where they are. Our friend Akko, who is an occasional caller to the show from Cameroon, in the last year that we've been talking with Akko, he didn't have internet in his hometown, which was called NDOP, N-D-O-P, in Cameroon. He'd have to go to Bamenda, the big city, 40 kilometers away, in order to just simply get online.
Wow.
Now they've got 3G access in NDOP. And so there's a lot of people in these areas that have never had this experience before. So I want to get back into that. But Conan, you brought up the age-old argument of gaming systems and the video gamers, the game consoles, the PS3, the Xbox 360 or Xbox One, I guess.
They're living in the past, Ian.
And then there's the computer gamers as well. And there's always been, from the computer gamers, sort of this look down your nose, hoity-toity mentality towards the console gamers. And I'm an all-around, game player. And there's actually an argument against using the term gamer. You know, we're people who play video games. What does it even mean to be a gamer?
I think everybody is these days. I mean, when you start figuring anybody who's playing Tetris or Bloons or any of the, what do you call the Flash games?
Yeah.
On up to, everybody games anymore.
I think a gamer is someone who is competitive about it. It's not just playing Bejeweled while you're taking a dump, or it's not, you're farming Farm City, whatever crap on your Facebook, on your lunch break. I mean, gamers are competitive, and they might have, I think they're more likely to play online games against other gamers.
Yeah, and they're more likely to sort of absorb this kind of mentality or this identity of a gamer, that's what they are, that they are a gamer. So I don't really much like using that term, but, you know, I like what you point out, Mark, that everybody plays these things. So I think a gamer is someone who's more likely to look down their nose, like even if they're a video gamer or a computer gamer, they have their preference, sort of like back in the day when we were growing up, Conan, it was Nintendo versus Sega.
Started with Atari 2600 versus Commodore.
That's way, way back. That's even before my time.
And so then, yeah, Nintendo, Sega, and yep, that was it.
That was pretty much it.
There were a couple others, but those are the big names.
And so now, you know, you've got this discussion here that we were having. There's the PC gaming is a little more complicated. And, of course, that's why I think a lot of the PC gamers feel superior to the console gamer, because the console gamer just simply pops a disc in the machine or downloads the game and then they're off running. With a computer, sometimes you run into issues. There's drivers that you have to have that you have to be updated.
Yeah, 10 years ago it was more difficult. Now you can buy a laptop for $300-$400, which is just ready, and you know, and everything's already installed, and you can get something like Steam, and you get start up an account, and all your games are digitized, so you just punch a button, and everything's done for you.
Yeah, more often
drivers,
than not, it's
gonna work. I haven't installed a driver in forever.
Really? Okay.
No, they're all there.
There's still issues, man. I mean, there's still games that come out on the PC that there has to be updates for the graphics drivers to make those games look right, mm-hmm. or there's, like, bugs in the game.
Well, what about the connectivity between the controller and the computer? So you get this third-party controller thing.
You have
thing.
To set those up. Usually, there's usually a setup process you have to run through to get the controller working with the game, and, you know, what if the controller doesn't have the right buttons or whatever? There's some issues that you can run into, and it's also more expensive to.
But you can do so much more on it.
It's true, you can. The games will look better in a lot of cases if you have the right
moron.
Yes, we're all morons.
The games will look better on the computer generally if you have better hardware than what's inside your PlayStation or your Xbox. And that's something you can do with a computer system. But it's also more expensive.
And then you have mods. You don't.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
You never have mods
on consoles.
You don't get any of that nice stuff. So you got a whole community of gamers out there who are, you know, creating more content for your purchase, and that's just, yeah.
What's your game, Conan? What are you currently playing or just recently finished?
Right now I'm playing a game called Styx, STYX.
Like the band?
It is what The Last Thief should have been. It's a sneak and it's a sneaky game.
Those are fun.
I got no use for that. I remember the one.
You just want to run in blasting, huh?
Metal Gear Solid, but I do appreciate your input. Domo Arigato.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Facebook. Apparently some people think it's the internet. You can talk about that or gaming or whatever it is that is on your mind here tonight on Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live t-shirts back online. You can finally get them again after years of being unable to order these things online. You can now get brand new shirts. Actually, you can pre-order them before October 31st. There's the Free Talk Live logo shirt and also one that says Taxes Are Theft emblazoned across the front, and then with the Free Talk Live logo on the back. So you can go to gear.freetalklive.com, gear.freetalklive.com, and there are different cuts of the shirts available, including ladies' cut shirts. So gear.freetalklive.com is where to go to do that. Let's go to Skype. Actually, we're not going to Skype because that guy hung up. No, he didn't. Now he's back. It's Nathan listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. Actually, I really like the thing about the segment.
Hang on.
The
CNN
phone
debate is yammering in the background here. Let me put that to rest. All right, go ahead, Nathan.
Okay, cool. Well, first I want to say I can really appreciate all the stuff about the tech thing. I'm all thumbs, too, Conan.
You're all thumbs. Okay. Hard to text.
Well, I don't have big old blacksmith thumbs. I don't know. Maybe my I have a rinky dink phone, and the last one I had, you can go in there and you can actually fine tune the keyboard.
Huh.
And on this one, my thumbs are all over the place.
I never use my thumbs. I only use one finger to text, and I use swipe, which is a program. There are other programs that are similar to it, but you essentially trace over the letters mm-hmm. quickly, and it figures out the words for you.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool. And it does a pretty good job of it, I would say.
It does.
Anyway, go ahead, Nathan.
So I'm holding the book in my hands about the RK theory that I called in last time about.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I was really glad that you brought that up last week.
What is it? RK theory, for our listeners just tuning in.
Spent a bunch of hours last week researching it and then got super depressed afterwards because I realized how crap society is. But go ahead.
Okay, so I actually thought of it because you brought up competitive gaming, and that made me think of the topic. So okay. It is a theory which applies in biology to nature that there are two basic reproductive strategies. The K strategy, which involves having a small number of offspring and investing highly, and the R strategy that involves having much more offspring with minimal investment. And the substance of the RK theory is that these different strategies in nature result in different psychologies in people. And a lot of the book is spent arguing that certain, brain regions or whatever contribute to these differences in people. And so, for example, conservatives are Ks because they're more in-group loyal, they're more competitive, and liberals fall on the R spectrum where, there's less emphasis on children's well-being and more emphasis on sort of avoiding competition.
But what about libertarians? They're not liberal or conservative.
And liberals use their excuse for everything is, what about the children?
Well, exactly. So what they're doing is they're trying to appeal to your K loyalty to your children. They're saying, oh, look, these children, you have to give me welfare because of the children. And, of course, Ks are suckers for that.
And one thing I watched the Molyneux. Can I say, are we allowed to talk about Molyneux on
sure.
this program?
No,
we're not, like, boycotting him or anything, are we?
No, I'm not boycotting him. I just I don't put him on LRN.FM anymore.
I thought he did a fine job of introducing this. He did three episodes. And
so reading the book itself, Conan, not listening to Molyneux, but he did introduce the topic. So full disclosure.
Okay, so what were you calling about regarding this?
Well, I wanted to just talk about the competitive aspect since Conan brought that up, and we're going to have the Democratic debate in 20 minutes or whatever. So in humans, the idea here is that the Ks or the conservatives would be more competitive, would be more, martial, you might say. And that liberals would be less competitive or less prone or less open to conflict. And,
yeah, everyone gets a trophy.
Right. And
if you say things I don't like, you're making me uncomfortable.
Especially if you're not standing in the free speech box, Mark.
You better just go away. You're making me uncomfortable. That's threatening.
Exactly. So this is one of the big pluses of this theory, which it's almost like a Marxism from the right, because like one of Marx's big things was demonizing capitalists by making them look weak and foolish. And this theory sort of does the same thing for conservatives. It makes the opposite of conservatism look weak and foolish. So, trigger warnings and, Black Lives Matter interrupting and all that kind of stuff. But once you really get into this theory, and I don't know, tell me if this is true for you, Conan, you start to sort of see it everywhere. And then politics kind of becomes boring.
Like, that's exactly what happened to me. So I've been reading and watching all this week, and I'm super depressed. Now I feel like there's no help for society.
Why? What do you mean?
We're surrounded by. Well, here's the thing, because they keep saying right versus left, and I don't see right versus left. I see I see left and right as the same type of people. They just have different ideologies
and concerns.
I see them as both big government statists.
Right.
And then you got me, and they're both against me. They're both my enemy. I can't agree with any of them. They both want to take my privileges, my rights from me, because they know better than I do.
That's because you're like a libertarian bear. You just want to be left alone. Do your own thing, survive on your own merit. And you see the wolves and the rabbits below you trying to duke it out and get the state to support whatever their policies are. And that's what I meant before by saying that politics is sort of boring once you learn this theory, because a lot of issues, for a libertarian, you say, oh, well, they just want to use the state to impose their way. It's the same thing, except now I see that, oh, the conservatives are Ks, they just want the state to impose, modesty for women, or they want to limit abortions, or whatever the thing is. It's to, enforce the K strategy, and the same thing for liberals. They want the state to redistribute income, which was what I was getting at with my...
Right, they're trying to survive by keeping their gene set alive and producing. And so, yeah, and they're both enemies of each other, and they don't want the other to outdo them, outproduce them, and so they're going to do everything in their power to get more of their genes out there. It's you know,
many libertarians I've spoken to, many of them are sort of basically anti-reproduction. Period. Mm-hmm. Like they just don't like the idea of reproduction.
I'm one of them. I don't like it.
Yeah, because you know children are a drag on what you're doing. You know, just they've got all kinds of story around how kids. Are going to ruin their lives, but whatever.
I can't imagine having a kid.
Yeah, if you're all about personal responsibility, the last thing you want to do is bring a burden into this world that's going to keep you down for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Of course, Ian, who says all these things, has a dog that is, that he has to take care of on a day-to-day basis.
It's true, and that's
take
enough.
Her out, walk her, and do enough. All these things, and it brings a great deal of joy to him, but at the same time, she costs him money, and she requires a certain amount of adulthood from him. That's beside the point. I'm not here to convince anybody to have children that doesn't want to have them. For God's sakes, I do not want to do that to a child as to have Ian as its father. But what I'm saying here is maybe this is true and that libertarians don't fit in the paradigm because they don't have a reproductive strategy. Their reproductive strategy is null. And so they're not on this paradigm because I can tell you probably as many libertarians as I've talked to don't want to have children, like at half of them at the very least.
Well, if I didn't have mine when I was really, really young and liberal and more probably more of an R, because by the way, you can change. You can change it up. Some people, you can be both, and you can adapt to the other. Some people can't. They're just stuck in their paradigm forever. But, yeah, if I didn't have my child as young as I did, I probably wouldn't ever have kids. I'm probably never going to have kids again.
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have had a kid if it wasn't been for my wife, who is, certainly not, not a libertarian in the sense that she chose this for herself. I wouldn't have had a child, but she really, really, really wanted one. And, you know, the relationship isn't going to work if somebody wants a kid and the other person doesn't want a kid. Somebody has to give.
Got to give a little bit.
Nathan, what does this mean for libertarians? I mean, we're not conservatives, we're not liberals, so why are we even talking about it?
Well, it's a great way to understand politics, and I think it also, if you think of yourself as a bear, it makes a lot more sense because you're
a bear.
Because you still have huge claws. You still want to defend yourself.
Oh, I thought you meant like a gay man who is really hairy and big. Sorry.
Maybe he does.
Maybe that too, but you still want to defend yourself, still want to be competitive, but you don't want to, bears don't have a lot of kids either, but they're also not, pansy liberal rabbits who are just out for themselves either. I mean, you can have legitimate.
Everybody's out for themselves. All the conservatives and liberals are out for themselves. Everyone is.
Yeah, but their strategy is different.
Okay.
A bear is clearly a K by your
I mean, just look at the
methods.
Whole. Look at the whole. All right, so you got Trump and Bernie. They're like the extreme. They're on the extreme edges of right and left.
Okay.
And they're just. I think they're prime examples of what the parties really are. Trump is all about throw the immigrants out, support the big companies, and Bernie's all like free stuff, free everything.
Our toll-free number, thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. RK, it's all very confusing to me. I'm not sure which one is which yet, even though I've talked about it more than once. 855-450-3733, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 coming up.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com. If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.